So I'll try to repeat something very important point Prabhupada wants us to understand. When we talk about Advaita, these are the teachings of the other sampradayas that they're showing Advaita is not bad. But Kevala Advaita, this Kevala Advaita Vad taught by Shankaracharya, that everything is Brahma, everything is God, you'll be equal to God. This is very bad. But then they have their own explanation of what is real Advaita, meaning oneness with this para, this Advayagyan Paratattva, this Bhagavan. So then, like, for example, Ramanuja, he has his Vishishta Advaita. The word Advaita is there because Advaita is not bad. The Vishishta meaning, or there's some speciality. Even with that oneness with Bhagavan, there's still some speciality between the Jiva and Bhagavan. There, Bhagavan has, yes.
Brahma,
Bhagavan.
Independent, not distance, not in fact. Jiva also got part of that. Yeah? Yeah. Jiva, all is one, but there is Godhead, Vishnu, Gurdatta, then Karunasai, Dhirusai, Gurdatta, Shankarsan, Mahasankarsan, Mool Baladev. Also, Krishna had many incarnations. All Puna, but not Puna Pura, not Puna Pura. All Ishtar, but not Pramishtar. All Pramishtar, not Brahma, then not Padrama. Different even Krishna is this, but everything is one. One means, also, there is multiplied. Jiva, Jiva, Das. God is Parmeshwar Prabhu or Dai. Das and Prabhu. Not only one. But one way. Not only. I'm Das means I'm also one way.
No.
Jiva, God is Prabhu, Parmeshwar. I'm also. I'm not related to God.
Yeah.
Not like this.
Yes. So, like this, Ramanuja Acharya has a Vishishta Advaita, Vishnu Swami has this, which one is that? Shuddha Advaita or Nimbaditya? And Nimbaditya has the other one, Dvaita Advaita. But when it comes to Madhva, he's very strong, no compromise, only Dvaita, like this. And showing the differences. So his philosophy is based on the five, showing these five differences. That there's difference between the Jiva and Ishvara, between the Jiva and Maya. And even among Jivas, they're different. Even among manifestations of Maya, they're different, like this. So these differences he's showing and combating this Kevala Advaita, the teaching of Shankaracharya, that everything is Brahma, like this. So from the very beginning of his childhood, he was already determined to be like this. When he was a small boy, one time he was bitten three times by a snake, and everyone was like crying and praying to Durga, even somewhere like this. And he said, "Hey, Durga cannot save me," like this. It's like, "Nothing happened to me. Look," he said, "this snake is not a snake. This is like only a rope." And look, and then he stepped on the snake and he killed the snake. Then he stood up and he said, "But you know, I will kill the real snake in this Kali Yuga." And this is the Kevala Advaita Vad. And he's showing his two fingers like this. We can see Madhvacharya always have these two fingers showing this philosophy, Dvaita Vad, like this. So it said in Sampradaya, in this Madhva, from Madhva, Mahaprabhu took this very important teaching, this very strong refutation of Kevala Advaita Vad and worship of Sri Krishna, like this. We know the deity of Madhva, Who is that? This Brajendranandan Krishna. Why? Because everybody knows the story. One time Madhva was on the beach and he saw this boat. Actually, this boat from Dwarka, coming from Dwarka, one merchant. And this boat was in trouble. But Madhva, he just waved his cloth and he sucked the air, and then the boat became free, or like was saved.
But some Dharkavas, they are not, they are jealous. They are looking hiding. Otherwise, Krishna is remembering and Krishna is running. Then they are hiding. They are hiding. Kopi Kala, Kopi Vidyas, Krishna is there. Bathing, showering, and Krishna is doing all the sake. Krishna is wearing what it is. It's all Kopi Vidyas. Then his duty is hiding.
Yeah.
After some time, Dharka, Varnandan says, my duty also not stay. His duty is I am also not
stay.
Basically, I am going now. Why am I going? Then calling Bhakti this. See, my boatman, the boatman is came and carrying, and going. The time is
Mukherjee. He saw the ship.
This was the time Yamuna and thinking and praying in Osiris.
Wow.
The time to see him in blessing.
By mercy of Vaishnavas, they have brought us there in Udupi. Some of the devotees here, they have seen this very beautiful deity. It looks very heavy. And we can imagine before, this was hidden by this chandan. They didn't know. But it was there on the ballast of the boat. You know, the part of the boat that makes the boat become balanced is the ballast. So it's like so much thick mud is there, this chandan there. And Madhvacharya, when he was asked, you know, like, oh, thank you for saving, and like, I want to give you reward. And he's like, I'm not a businessman, I don't need anything, but you can give me this chandan, like this. He said that merchant had six sailors, they cannot even carry this. So then Madhva go up there, easily he just carried and then jumped like this. Later on, this he broke, and then there the deity is inside. But this deity very heavy. But he just walked. We've been there to that beach. That's not very near also. We had to ride a bus going to the place where the temple is. And yeah, he walked there while he composed this Dwadas Stotra, Gopal Stotra, like this. So anyway, Madhva Acharya, how he have this strong, like, strength, we know because it said, by mercy of the Vaishnavas, and also some verse is there also telling that he is Vayudev, the Mukhya Pran, now manifest as Vayudev, in Dwapara Yuga as Bhim, and then in Treta Yuga as Hanuman, and now in this Kali Yuga he came as Madhva, like this. And so there are so many stories about like how he's very strong And like all these big wrestlers, like even want to challenge him. He said, "You just move my toe." They can't even move his toe. But because they're touching his feet, then they become purified and they become devotee like this. So anyway, even from young age already, he's in that like strong determination that he will remove this Kevala Advaita Vad. His Gurudev, or like the one he became like student. He's known as Achyuta Preksha. He's like supposedly Mayavadi. But it said actually he has this devotional mood inside. And at one time, it is said that he was wondering, who is Brahma like this? And because it said his Gurudev one time on his deathbed called him. And at the end he said like, you know, I am not Brahma. I am not like the Supreme Person. And also those 10 generations of gurus before me, they're not like that. So he was thinking about this one time and he was thinking like, who is Brahma? And then at that time, Madhva came. His name before was Vasudev. And he came and said, who is Brahma? I will tell you who is Brahma. But because he's just a small boy, he didn't take very seriously. And he was very attracted. He take him to his school. But the thing is, every time he speaks about like Mayavad explanation, then Madhva would say, no, that is not correct. Then he will give a nice explanation. And his Gurudev would become very happy. He said that his Gurudev before was not very skinny. But because Madhva is there, his Gurudev always happy, now he became fat. His Gurudev became fat. But later on, it said, finally, make the story short. Later on, he decided to take sannyas. And before, his parents did not approve, but finally, later on, they approved. When he was 12 or 11, he got sannyas. On the day he was given sannyas, Madhva, he was given the name Ananda Tirtha, Purna Pragya. And he said, for 4 days, he was explaining one verse. And his Gurudev became so happy. Very nice explanation. And his Gurudev carried him and then dancing, his Gurudev. And put him on his asan. He said, you are my guru. That much his Gurudev loved him. Like this. But on that same day, two like these logicians. They're actually like Buddhist and Vaisheshik. One is Bodhisingha and the other one is Bodhisagar. They came and they challenged the guru of this Ananda Tirtha. Like this. And he said like, no, I'm the disciple. Before you challenge my guru, you challenge me. Like this. But then it was already night time. He said, okay, tomorrow we will start our debate. Then Madhva said, you're coming here for debate. And then you say tomorrow. It's like, why not now? Right now, let's have the debate. Then, okay, then they started. But then all their arguments is destroyed. And then it became midnight. Then they said, no, already midnight. This is already past the rules of Shastra. We should stop. And then Madhva said, what kind of like challengers are you? You're challenging and then now you're leaving. Like you want to stop. Anyway, so he said they did not continue. But then when they left with a little message on a leaf. They said, you should write your commentary. So they actually the one who like, you know, tell like, you should write your own commentary on your philosophy like that. And then he showed to his Gurudev, and Gurudev said, yes. And so then from that time, Madhva, he started writing. And actually what he wrote later on, he went to Badarik Ashram and presented to the deities there. Later he also seen Vyasadeva. He made commentary on Gita, Mahabharat, like this. He has written many, many books, like 10 commentaries on the Upanishads. He has 2 commentaries on Vedanta Sutra or Brahma Sutra. Like this. And actually 3. One is very short, just to make his Gurudev like not say so much, you know, like all this. One book, which is at the later part, before he almost disappeared, one book has 4, has 8 chapters, this Anuvakyan. This is refutation of 27 commentaries on Vedanta Sutra, which are all Mayavadi. This book is like commentary of Vedanta Sutra, like refuting all these 27 commentaries. So he wrote it while dictating at the same time four disciples. You know, like he has got four disciples. He's dictating at the same time two chapters for each, like this. That's how he can do, like this. So anyway, Madhvacharya, he has written all these books, which this is the foundation of this Sampradaya, and this is like the basis later on, even to where our Gaudiya line is like rooted. You know, like Jiva Goswami's, if you look his Tattva Sandarbhas, they're all coming from, like, mostly from Madhvacharya. And therefore we say we are in the line of Madhva Sampradaya. Mahaprabhu, his Gurudev is Iswara Puripad. His Gurudev is Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri is coming from this, directly from the Sampradaya, Lakshmipati Tirtha, like this. Therefore, we are in the Sampradaya. Although some of this, in that Sampradaya, they may say, oh, Gaudiyas is different Sampradaya. But we are actually in this Sampradaya. So we are remembering and praying to Madhvacharya. Today is Disappearance Day. It is said that on this day, he was reciting his commentary on Taittiriya Upanishad. And while he's reading and making commentary, like flowers showered and covering his body until they cannot hear anymore his sound. They removed the flowers and then he disappeared. That's how he disappeared. And his disciples were so much in separation. They were fasting and like that. And later they were given like this dream that, no, he has not gone. He went back to Vyasadeva, his Gurudev, like this. And if you want to be with him, you stay in this place of Hanuman. What is that place, Prabhuji? We went there. That in Navabrindavan, that place of the Kishkinda. How do you know? Kishkinda. In Kishkinda. That's the birthplace of Hanuman there. And there's Navabrindavan there. In Navabrindavan, it's called Nava because nine acharyas after Vyasa, after Madhvacharya, that's where they also take samadhi and try to be with their Gurudev. He said like they just go there and sit and that's it. Like enter samadhi. Navabrindavan. So the forest of Vrindavan or the association of the like devotees. Like this. So we're remembering our root acharya in this sampradaya and pray his blessings that we can also be true follower of this school. Vansha Kalpataru Vyasya Kripa Sindhu Evacha Paritanam Kalpataru.
ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुवरं श्रीरूपानुगप्रवरं व्रजरसरसिकं च नारायणं तं प्रपन्नं श्रीगुरुचरणं वन्दे रमणपृष्ठाय भूतले रूपानुगभक्तिदं च कृपामूर्ति नारायणम् जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर सदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई ऑफर माय रिस्पेक्टफुल ओबेसेंसेस एट द लोटस फीट ऑफ आवर स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर्स इतलाई श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत श्री नारायण गोसाई महाराज श्री गुरुदेव इतलाई श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत श्री Vam Gosai Maharaj Srila Gurudev and to entire Rupanakariya Guru Varga and to all to our guardians and to all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis and to everyone present here. So today is this most auspicious tithi, as we have just heard, the disappearance day of Sri Madhvacharya, who is the guru of this sampradaya that we belong to. So, we hear that Mahaprabhu himself has appeared in this sampradaya, in this glorious sampradaya. And like we just heard that previously in there was this one book published by Sundarananda Vidya Vinod Prabhu, who was a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, Saraswati Thakur. He published one book wherein he said that initially, actually, he was a very devoted follower of Srila Prabhupada. But then later, something happened and some misconceptions entered into his mind. So he said that Mahaprabhu does not belong to the Madhva Sampradaya. Rather, Mahaprabhu has his own Sampradaya. And he put forward many arguments, which are actually very strong arguments. He said that Mahaprabhu actually said he was a Mayavadi sannyasi. So how can you say Mahaprabhu belonged to the Madhva Sampradaya? Because Mahaprabhu took sannyas from Keshav Bharati. And Mahaprabhu, wherever he went, he said, oh, I'm just like, in his own humility, he would say that I'm Mayavadi sannyasi. What would I know? Like even Prakashananda Saraswati also, in Kashi, he said the same thing. He said, oh, your Sampradaya belonging to the Bharati line. Because we know that in the Mayavadis, when they give sannyas, they have different titles. Like Bharati, Bon, Ashram, Aranya, Giri, Parvat. They have all these different titles. So this way you belong to this Bharati line. So therefore, why are you so sentimental and always singing and dancing in Kirtan? So this is the argument they put forward, saying that Mahaprabhu does not belong to this line. He belongs to the Mayavadi line. So then Gurudev said, yes, that is true in one sense. So if that is the case, Mahaprabhu is still a follower of Madhvacharya. Why? Because Madhvacharya also took sannyas from a Mayavadi. And he was also an Ekdanda sannyasi. And Mahaprabhu was also an Ekdanda sannyasi. So where is the difference between them? Besides, who was his guru actually? Guru means one who receives all these moods of bhajan from him. No, Mahaprabhu, when he saw Ishwarpuri, immediately he accepted him as his guru. And Ishwarpuri was a disciple of who? Sri Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri was a disciple of Sri Lakshmipati Tirtha. And Lakshmipati Tirtha, he belonged to the line of Madhvacharya. So then they again say that Lakshmipati Tirtha was Tirtha and Madhavendra Puri is Puri. So then where is the relationship here? Because we see that Tirtha, the sannyasis in the Madhvacharya line, they have this title. But Puri, as we know, again they say that the Mayavadis, they have this title. So then again it is said that Madhavendra Puri, he actually took sannyas from one devotee called Vishnu Puri. So Vishnu Puri, externally he seemed to be a Mayavadi, but internally he was a Vaishnav. Like the Vaishnavs have said, no, that when Madhavendra Puri wanted to take sannyas in Udupi, they refused to give. Because they said the North Indians are not as clean as the South Indians in their Vichardhara. So therefore we will not give to you. So therefore Madhavendra Puri, then he had to take sannyas from one of the so-called Mayavadis who was actually a devotee. And so you can never say that Mahaprabhu was a Mayavadi. No, he received everything from Ishwarpuri. Before, Mahaprabhu was Nimai Pandit. But after taking Diksha, he became known as Bhavuk Nimai. He was no longer absorbed in his Tarka and Nyaya Shastra and everything. So therefore, Mahaprabhu belonged to the line of Madhvacharya. And then they say that nowhere in Jiva Goswami's Sandarbhas or his Sarva Samvadini commentary do you find any of this Tattvavad, they say. They say that Baladeva Vidya Bhushan Prabhu, by force he joined this Gaudiya Vaishnava line with the Madhva Sampradaya. By force he inculcated them into their line. Because they say that Baladeva Vidya Bhushan Prabhu himself, he had a natural inclination towards them, towards this line. So again, Gurudev said this is not the case. Because if you see, what is this Tattvavad? No, Bhagavatam itself, this Tattvavad is mentioned. No. This Vadanti Tattvavidas, Jnanam Advayam, Brahmeti Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti Shabdate. So there again, Tattvavad is mentioned. And only the Tattvavadis, only they know that what is Brahma, what is Paramatma, and who is Bhagavan. And this way, in some places, Jiva Goswami has actually described Rupa and Sanatan Goswami as Tattvavid Uttamau. He has described them. No. Actually, Jiva Goswami has described them as Tattvavid Gyapakau. And Baladeva Vidyabhushan Prabhu, he has described them as Tattvavid Uttamau. So he's even glorified them even more also. So how can you say that Baladeva Vidyabhushan Prabhu is not a Rupanuga Vaishnava? not belonging to the line of Mahaprabhu, rather belonging to the line of Madhvacharya. This is not the case. So again, that argument was cut. And then they say that Mahaprabhu, Jiva Goswami has described Mahaprabhu as Sampraday Sahasra Adi Daiva in his Sarva Samvadini, which means Mahaprabhu is the deity of not just four Sampradayas, but thousands of Sampradayas. Sahasra Sampradaya Adi Deva. He is the Adi Devata of Sahasra Sampradaya, thousands and thousands. So how can you say that Mahaprabhu belonged to the Madhva line? So again, Gurudev said this is from the viewpoint of Mahaprabhu's divinity, that he is Krishna himself. He is Sri Radha Krishna themselves. Therefore, in that regard, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But what is the mood of Mahaprabhu? Mahaprabhu has appeared in the mood of Srimati Radhika. So therefore, he never professed to be that he is Krishna himself. And when he appeared in the mood of Srimati Radhika, his mood of being Krishna was covered there. So from the viewpoint of Tattva Jiva Goswami, he has said that he is the Sahasra Sampradaya Adideva. But from the viewpoint of Mahaprabhu's mood, who is Mahaprabhu? He is actually Srimati Radhika herself, absorbed in this mood of an Ashraya Vigraha. So you cannot say that he is in that case, that he is the founder of all the Sampradayas, but actually belongs to the Madhva Sampradaya. And then they say that, oh, Mahaprabhu, when he went to South India, he actually cut the arguments of the Tattavadis. So how can Mahaprabhu belong to this Sampradaya when he cut their arguments? Then again, Gurudev said he did not cut their arguments. Rather, he told the Tattavadis that you should follow the line of Madhvacharya purely. Madhvacharya, when he only spoke about pure bhakti. He did not speak about Gyan Mishra or Karma Mishra bhakti. So therefore, how can you mix these thoughts into his pure teachings? Don't do this. So Mahaprabhu corrected them. He made them have more nishtha towards the line of Madhvacharya. No way did Mahaprabhu actually say that, oh, Madhvacharya was wrong. He said rather, after Madhvacharya left, these teachings that you are propagating, they are wrong. You are deviating from his pure line. So Mahaprabhu never cut their arguments. And then they say that, oh, Mahaprabhu's philosophy is Achinta Beda Beda. And as we just heard, Madhvacharya's philosophy is Dvaita. There is no Abhed, also there is only Dvaita difference. How can they be one? So this is not difference, this is speciality. Achinta Beda Bed and Dvaita means there is some speciality there. Then it means Mahaprabhu's line is like an offshoot, is like a branch of this tree of Madhvacharya. But the root is the same. So then they say that, oh, but the Sadhya of Madhvacharya's line is different from the Sadhya of Mahaprabhu's line. Mahaprabhu's line, Mahaprabhu always said that the ultimate prayojan is this Gopi Bhav, Krishna Prem. But Madhvacharya's line, we see some other things. Because we see that Madhvacharya, he has 8 mats. This Palmar mat, Adamar mat, this Krishnapur mat, this Kannuru mat, Shodhige matha, Siruru matha, and then this Puttige matha, Uttaradi matha, Pejavar matha. And in all these 8 temples, they have different deities. In one temple, Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman are worshipped. In one temple, Dwarkadish is worshipped. In one temple, Varaha Dev is worshipped. In one temple, Hayagriva is worshipped. So then how can you say the prayojan is the same? So again, Gurudev said that even if that prayojan is different, how can you say that they're completely different from each other? Like you see, even in Shankaracharya's line also, there's Pratibimbavad, there's Kevaladvaitavad, there is Nirakarvad. They themselves have so many different lines, but still they profess to be in the same Sampradaya of Shankaracharya. So then why are you trying to bring in these differences? What is the main source of Abhideya? What is this Abhideya? Is bhakti itself. And if you say ultimately, who did Madhvacharya accept as his Aradhya Dev? He accepted Nitya Gopal. Who is this Nitya Gopal? Like we just heard, he is the Gopal in this Navrindavan, who Brahma himself established. So therefore, how can you say there is any difference? So in this way, Gurudev, he cut all these arguments that was presented by them. So therefore, even now you see in many temples, they say that Mahaprabhu's line is completely different from Madhvacharya's line. In fact, in some temples, they say that Mahaprabhu does not belong to any of the four Sampradayas. In fact, Mahaprabhu, he is a deity of the fifth Sampradaya. And who is the Acharya of the fifth Sampradaya? They say Baladeva Vidyabhushan Prabhu. They say Mahaprabhu has no connection with the Madhva Sampradaya. So therefore, this is a great disservice actually to Mahaprabhu. No. Therefore, we say that there in Jagannath Puri, in the Purushottam Gaudiya Math, there we see that as you go up the hill, this Chatak Parvat, when you go to Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur's Bhajan Kutir, there actually you can see there are two deities there. There is the deity of Vyasadev and Madhvacharya there. because Sundarananda Vidyananda Prabhu and Ananta Vasudev Prabhu were so much against this line, what did Pujyapada Audhulavi Maharaj do after some time? When he got all the temples under his control, immediately he established the deity of Madhvacharya there. Because he wanted the teachings of Prabhupada to come in there again. Therefore, as soon as you go there, you can see that Vyasadeva giving siksha to Madhvacharya there in this way. So therefore, we are always indebted to him, Madhvacharya. He had so much respect for Brahma also. No, why do we consider Brahma to be our, to be the, like, our Adi Guru in this sampradaya? Why? Because Brahma, he used his four heads to facilitate these pastimes of Srimati Radhika. By his four heads, he is receiving the footrest of Srimati Radhika. Therefore, we have accepted Brahma. Therefore, we say that in this Brahma Vimohan Lila, he has not even mentioned, Madhvacharya has not even given a commentary there to this Leela. Because he said that how can I even think that Brahma has stolen these cowherd boys and calves? I cannot even think about this. So he skipped that chapter also, giving commentary to that chapter. That's so much nishtha he had in Brahma. So in this way he has given such, in this way we must be so much indebted to him. And Mahaprabhu himself is saying that he is our Adi Guru. So we must not have any second doubts about this. That, oh, we don't belong to this Madhva line. So in Gurudev's, this Char Vaishnava Acharya book also, it's a very nice book that was published by Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur himself in 1927. Then Gurudev, he republished it. He had the entire book translated into Hindi, and then he republished it, and he gave his own commentaries also to certain sections of the book. He gave some footnotes there also. So therein it is said that Parashuram himself, when he came to South India, what did he do? There was this Vimangiri mountain on the banks of the Papnashani river. So then what did he do? He created four kundas there. With his parasu, with his axe, he created one kunda which became known as Parasu Tirtha. With his ban, he created one kunda which became known as Ban Tirtha. With his dhanush, with his bow and arrows, he created one tirtha, Dhanush Tirtha. And with his gadha, with his mace, club, he created one more kunda which became known as Gadha Tirtha. So there was one king called Ram Bhoja. So then he bought many Brahmins there. And then these Brahmins settled there, and the Brahmins in the middle were known as the Madhyageha Brahmins. So Narayan Bhatta, he belonged to this line. And his wife Vedavati, she was also his wife, and they belonged to this community of Brahmins. And they did not have it, and they had two children, but they died. So then for 12 years they only drank milk, and they pleased Anantashesh so much. It's Ananteshwar. And then Madhvacharya was born to them. Then he was named as Vasudev. So then we hear that as he was growing up, we heard so many stories there. So then it is said that as he was growing up, he had one dry piece of stick. He had a dry stick there. And he said that when I will be big, as I grow older, what will I do? I will destroy all these Mayavad conceptions and re-establish this Vaishnav philosophy. So then his father said, impossible. Why is it impossible? It is impossible, just as that dry stick can never grow into a tree, your promise will also never bear fruit. So then what did Madhvacharya do? Immediately planted that dry stick into the ground and grew up into a big banyan tree. So in this way his father knew that his son will not stay at home long. In this way, when Madhvacharya, when he was going to take lessons from a teacher in Dandatirtha nearby, his teacher would chastise him for playing so much. But then Madhvacharya, what he had not even learnt so far, even that he would repeat to his teacher. He had such wonderful intellect. So in this way, as he grew big, then it is said that he received this sannyas from Achyut Preksha. So Achyut Preksha's guru was Pragyatirtha. So when Shankaracharya left, he called Padmapada and all his disciples, and he said, if you want this Mayavad line to flourish, you somehow make Pragyatirtha enter into this Mayavadi school, or else Pragyatirtha will destroy the Mayavad philosophy. So then what did Padmapada do? Along with all his godbrothers, he went and he requested Pragyatirtha to become a Mayavadi. He refused. Then what did they do? They burnt all his books down. And they started torturing him in so many ways. So then anyhow, Pragyatirtha externally started behaving like a Mayavadi, but internally he was always a Vaishnava. And his disciple was Achyut Preksha, who was externally a Mayavadi, but internally he was also a Vaishnava. So in this way, Madhvacharya, he gave his commentary on the Vedanta Sutra for one whole year to him in his Ananteshwar temple. And then after he took sannyas, then when he was passing by, he was speaking at one place near Trivandrum, this Anantashayan temple, Anantapadmanabh Swami temple. So then there was one Mayavadi who was called the Titiya Shankaracharya. He was from this Kamtil Mata. He was from this village near Kumbakonam. So this Titiya Shankaracharya said, he said, what our Madhvacharya is speaking is all speculation because there is no commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. So then he wrote his commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. And then he defeated this Titiya Shankaracharya there who had appeared near Kumbakonam. And then as we know, he went to Himalaya and there he received teachings from Vyasadev and he received these 8 Salagram Shilas from him. And then he went on pilgrimage to all these different places after having darshan Naranarayan also. He went to Gaya, Dwaraka, Haridwar, Kurukshetra, Prayag, Kashi and all these places. And then there's so many histories, but since we don't have time now, as we know, he also he delivered this king, King Mahadev, who was digging a pond. He had him engage in that task and so many different leelas which happened there. So in this way, he is given his philosophy. What is his philosophy? The 5 differences. What are those 5 differences? The difference between every jiva and jiva, the difference between jiva and Bhagwan, the difference between Bhagwan and Maya, the difference between every jiva and Maya, and the difference between one particular manifestation of Maya and another particular manifestation of Maya. So in this way, he has encapsulated the entire philosophy into these 5 teachings of his. And this Dashamul Tattva that Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given in his Jaiva Dharma, that is actually based on these teachings of Madhvacharya. So therefore, Mahaprabhu himself, he accepted these 2 teachings from Madhvacharya's line, which is his form of worshipping the deity of Balagopal and his firm adherence to what? To this distinction, to this difference between the jiva and Krishna. Because you see, even in Achinta Bheda Bheda also, what is Mahaprabhu stressed on more? On Bheda, not on Abheda. Although there is Abheda and Bheda, non-difference and difference, he has given more emphasis on Bheda, on difference. Because unless there is difference between the jiva and Bhagavan, how will the jiva ever serve Bhagavan and achieve prem? It can never happen. How will this sambandha abhideya prayojan be had? It will never be had if everything is one. So therefore, he stressed more on this. And therefore, Mahaprabhu, he ultimately said, I belong to this line, to this sampradaya. So on this most auspicious tithi of Madhvacharya's disappearance, we can only pray that all these different teachings that he has given, even a drop of those teachings can enter our hearts and make our lives successful. Vancha kalpaturubhyascha kripasindveva cha vidhanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.
सम्मिलित होना है, उनका गुण कीर्तन करना है, जीवन के लिए सुरक्षा है। ये नेगलेक्ट करने से प्रॉब्लम्स, ये अच्छा नहीं। कोई भी अकेले में गुरुवर्ग ऐसा नहीं किए, वही भी होते थे महाराज जी, विदेशों में भी कभी तिथियों की सम्मान करते थे। किसी एक समय महाराज जी मरने वाले गए, बोले तुम लोग कितने हो, मैं आ रहा हूँ, आपने एक भी नहीं कीर्तन बैठा, तो महाराज ने बोला था, बोले क्यों भी ऐसा कीर्तन में, तो क्या बोले, मैं कपली वाला सुनी हूँ, कपली बजने आए हैं, कपली महाराज इतने बिगड़े बिगड़े जिसकी कृपा से क्या बड़े मत तिथि में कृपा जी ने एक 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 महीना तो पूरा ठीक है सुमन तो मतलब गुरुगानंद के शिक्षा भगवत के क्या कमेंट्री है एक श्लोक पर में जन आदेश जो कि एक महीना तक उन्होंने रखा है नहीं तो संप्रदाय को नष्ट कर देंगे और ठीक बुद्धि नहीं टिकेंगे और कोई असर उसको नहीं करते सब पता चल जाएगा इससे कुछ भी हो प्राण चले जाए सब काम बर्बाद हो जाए आग लग जाए वो भी तिथियों का सम्मान कर सकते कहीं भी रहेंगे छत पर रहेंगे तो छत पर, जमीन में रहेंगे जमीन में, और पानी रहेंगे तो पानी में, सब जगह वो कितना करेंगे। ये सम्मान आदर देना सीखो तो जीवन बने, उनको जाए अगर भूल जाने का तात्पर्य तब समझेंगे क्या हमारे शक्ति भगवान की शक्ति भगवान ने भक्तों को दे रखी है। भक्त गुणवान के बिना शक्ति कभी आएगा नहीं, ब्रह्म के पास शक्ति नहीं तो बंद बन जाएगा, अगर ऐसे माया पास ब्रह्म बन जाओगे शक्ति कभी नहीं आएगा, तो भक्तों में भगवान की शक्ति नहीं जाती मान, भगवान में शक्ति नहीं तो कोई ब्रह्म है तो क्या हो, इसे ऐसा नहीं गुणवान करने में क्या है, कीर्तन करने में बोलने में सबका छोड़ो आगे लगा दो चाहिए, मरोगे तो क्या काम करते करते मरोगे, काम करने के दोबारा आओगे, ऐसा नहीं, इससे मैं तो इन्हें पसंद नहीं करता, इतना छोड़ दे सबका सबका बेस्ट समय तक बोलो।
ओम ज्ञान जिमिरंदस ज्ञान गिन शलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय त्रालय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। वंचकल्पद्रुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यः च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदम, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई माय सत्संग एंड वर्ड प्रणाम तांतम तां लोटस इज श्री परमराधितम गुरुपाद पद्म ओम विष्णुपाद स्तोत्र श्री श्रीमद् भक्ति वेदांत नारायण गोस्वामी महाराज श्री गुरुदेव। Secondly, I offer my sastanga and varpanam thousands of times the lotus feet of my Sri Rupa Anuga Gauriya Guru Varga. And I offer my sastanga and varpanam to all the symbol Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. Taking the order of Guru and Vaishnavas on my head, I'll try to speak a few words in glorification of Sri Madhvacharya and our other titis we've been celebrating, like Advaita Acharya Prabhu's Advaita Saptami and others. We know that we are lucky because here the Vaishnavas, they have been teaching us and showing us the importance of following and observing all these titis since many, many years. Whenever there's any titis, then definitely glorification and contemplation and everything of that titi takes place. Utsav, decoration, all, Mahaprasad. And in this way, this is like the wealth of the Sampradaya. This keeps us connected to the Sampradaya and connected to our Guru Varga. By glorifying Vaishnavara Gurangan Korela Jivertan, by glorifying our Guru Parampara, glorifying all these titis, then we remain connected. Sambandha awakens. And in this way, there is some purpose. So ultimately, the purpose of doing all our devotion is what? It is bhaktya sanjayate bhakti. By doing devotion, then we, a desire to do more devotion increases. Desire to do more bhakti increases in the heart. So the purpose is to ultimately one day become totally absorbed. What is that? Tannama rupa charitari sukirtananu smrityo kramena manasa manasi niyo jatishtam vajetar anuragi jananu kalam nair akilam iti rupadesham. This kal, this time, all of it should be utilized in this activity. The Vaishnava very mercifully, they are engaging us by observing and showing by example. This is symptoms of someone who has sammandha. Not only are they engaged themselves in service day and night, but they also engage others. Jahara darshanam mukha aise krishnanam. Just by seeing a Vaishnava, when Mahaprabhu said, just by seeing a Vaishnava, automatically the holy name comes in the mouth, what does that mean? It means, ata shri krishna namari swayam eva spuratida. It said in Nabhava Gaim India, it said that seva mukha jivado swayam eva spuratida. Only a seva mukha person, he can chant the holy name. So Mahabhagavat Vaishnav, their quality is that yes, you'll begin to chant the holy name automatically. What holy name? Pure holy name. But in order to chant the holy name, you'll have to be seven muk. So in other words, automatically a desire to serve Krishna comes in your heart by seeing them, and a desire to engage in bhakti comes in your heart. And then they, seeing your desire, they will engage, mercifully engage you in service, Bhagavan service. So we can see, this is Advaita Acharya. He is, of course, Mahavishnu avatar. Harima, he said that, Harim Advaita, Acharyam Bhakti Sangsanat, Bhakta Avatara Mishantam, Advaitam Acharyam, Ashraya. That he is none different from Sri Hari. That is the meaning of Advaita. Advaita, Harim Advaita. He is none different. In other words, we just heard Advaita means he is one pointed. Even though he is Vishnu Avatar, he is Vishnu Tattva himself, but he is in the mood of serve. There is one Mahaprabhu and there are two Prabhus. There is Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Acharya. They are both serving Mahaprabhu. He's in that role of teaching. Therefore, Acharya Bhakti Sangstanat. He's establishing devotion in this world through his own activities. Therefore, it is said in the Gita that Yad Yad Achariti Shastra Tattat Evata Rojana, that Sayat Pramanam Kurute Lokastat Anuvarte. Whatever the Acharya hears, examples he shows, everyone will follow. And because he is Bhakt Avatara Ishamdam, he is Isha, he is Ishvara himself, and he is Bhakt Avatar. Therefore, Advaitam Acharyam Ashra. I take shelter of that Advaita Acharya. So, Advaita Acharya, he is in the mood of a devotee, but he is Bhagavan. Therefore, he saw the condition, the nature of all the jivas. They are performing marriage of cats and dogs. They are dressing up dolls, doing play marriage. Now you see this thing is going on. Now they do Bhagavat Saptas, then they do this Rukmini Vivaha, this one, that one, and then they spend crores and rupees of making marriage and eating and drinking, and they're celebrating this marriage, that marriage. All these things going on, all these notonki drama going on. And this Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he describes when he was living, his grandfather, and they would, in his Ulagram, then all these things were going on also in that village. All these, so many things were going on. They would make bullfight, buffalo fight, this thing, that thing. So Advaita Acharya saw this, that these jivas, they have become so independent. They have become so different. They are so dvaita now. No, now need Advaita. Need to make them one-pointed. Attach the lotus with the Lord. He tried so many things, speaking Gita, speaking Bhagavatam, doing Nam Sankirtan, but the jivas, they wouldn't listen. They had no respect for Advaita Acharya, no respect for any of the devotees, but they began to abuse also. Then Advaita Acharya thought, I'll have to call the Lord himself. The Prabhu, my Lord will have to come himself, because if he doesn't come, then these jivas will never be helped. And if my Lord doesn't come, then I'll take my Sudarshan Chakra and I'll burn, I'll destroy everything. Why, he is Sadashiv. Shiva, he is responsible of destroying the universe. He does Tanda Nitya, opens his third eye and burns everything. So Advaita Acharya, if he wants, he can destroy everything in 1 second, no problem. But he thought, no, I want to destroy the anarthas that are there in their hearts. Somehow I must engage them in Bhagavan's service. He tried. Then finally he saw it, by my own Shakti, nothing is possible. Then he sat down, took Ganga, Tulasi, and he worshipped Shalagramji. And worshipping this Shalagram, then with Ganga and Tulsi and crying out, and he began to roar. And that sound, it went all the way through. Brahmanda Badila Dhvani Puri Ayakash, Chodeke Amangala Jai Sarvanash. That sound, it went through everywhere. And that time it went all the way up, even directly to Golok Vrindavan, and Krishna himself heard. Gurudev said that Krishna, that time he was contemplating, I need to fulfill my three desires. This Radha, Pranaya, Mahima, Kidrisho, Vanayaiva, Swadhyo, Jayanat, Bhuta, Madhinuma, Kidrisho, Vamadiya, Saukam, Chasya, Anubhavata, Kidrisham, Veti, Lobatat, Bhavaja, Samajani, Sachi, Garbha, Sindhu, Harindhu. But when will I come? What will be that? When should I do this? That time you heard Advaita Acharya roaring, then thought, oh, okay, now I should. This is the indication. Now I should come. Therefore, Advaita Acharya, his call is actually an internal reason for Krishna coming. It is secondary to these three desires, but still it is internal. And then by Advaita Acharya is by his devotion and by his bhajan and everything. Then Vaishnavera Avedane Krishna Doyamoy. Then Krishna himself, he came in the mood as Sachinandan Gaura Hari, he descended. And then when Mahaprabhu was there, then in the association of Mahaprabhu, then Advaita Acharya, he was able to distribute this Braj Prem, this Braj Bhakti. Nityanandapu, all the associates, through all his associates, through all his parikars, Mahaprabhu, then he engaged them all. And then these parikars, then they engaged all the jivas themselves in the service of the Lord. And this way, in other incarnations, then Mahaprabhu, he comes and he comes with a sword and Sudarshan Chakra this and that and a bow and arrow, and he kills all the miscreants. But this time, Mahaprabhu, Advaita Acharya, none of them, they took up weapons in this form. The only weapon they had was Harinam, Bhagavat Seva, and Bhagavat Sambandha. All these things, they distributed to the jivas. And this way, the jivas slowly, slowly, they became connected. And you can see, coming in that line of Sri Advaita, of Mahaprabhu, Advaita Acharya, you can see that the original Adi Guru who is Brahma. And Brahma in his, this Brahma, in this specific Brahma, in this Chaturmukh Brahma, he is very, very fortunate. Because he is, Mahaprabhu has accepted, in this, Mahaprabhu has accepted his sampradaya. And also this Brahma, he has mentioned in his Brahma Sangita, oh, I am meditating on Krishna as being Krishna's maidservant. This mood is there. So even though he may have stolen the calves and all that, but this has been described also, this is also inspired by the Lord himself. But Madhvacharya, when he wrote commentary on Bhagavatam, he didn't touch this 14th chapter. So why? Brahma is our Adi Guru. How he can make mistake? Then Madhvacharya, didn't, one chapter of the Bhagavad, he wrote no commentary. He decided to remain silent. How can I comment on the? How can I witness and look at the faults of our Guru Varga in this way? I can never see these faults. He had so much nishtha, so much mamata for Brahma. Madhvacharya didn't write, didn't comment anything. But we know this is the inspiration of the Lord himself, Yogamaya. The Brahma performed this pastime. And he stole the calves and so many things took place there. Why? Because we heard Gurudeva described the calves, the cows, the mothers. They all wanted to have Krishna as their own calves, as their own sons. Krishna somehow or another, he had, and all the gopis wanted Krishna. So he had to fulfill all their desires. The way to do it was that Brahma would come and steal the calves and cows, and then Krishna would make expand himself as all the suckers, the cows and calves. And then on that year, Garga Acharya said, this year all gopis should get married. Even those who are in the womb, they should be offered in marriage. And everyone was offered marriage that year to all the different suckers. But they were actually Krishna. And this way, all the elderly gopis, the cows and all the gopis, all their desires were fulfilled. So Brahma is not in that sense, not at fault. This was arrangement. So Madhvacharya, he is the second Adi Guru. First Adi Guru is Brahma, second one is Madhvacharya. And it is Madhvacharya's teachings which are like the foundation of all the our teachings now in Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. It is Madhvacharya established Tattvavad, established pure Tattva, Tattva Siddhanta. And therefore, Jiva Goswami, in his commentaries in Sat Sandarbha, here and there, he has quoted Madhvacharya, all the four Sampradaya Acharyas, but specifically, he has quoted the followers of Madhvacharya also. He has not quoted the followers of Ramanuja, Nimbaditya, and Vishnu Swami. But he has quoted Madhvacharya plus all the different acharyas in his lineage, like Vijayadvaja, and this, after Lakshmivadi Tirtha, Vyastirtha, and Jaitirtha, especially Jaitirtha, Vyastirtha, Vijayadvaja. All the prominent scholars that were there, followers of Madhvacharya, he has quoted them in his commentaries. Therefore, he has said that actually this is a proof or the sign that we are Mahaprabhu, we are in Madhva Sampradaya. Because we respect all the other sampradayas, but we are specifically established in the teachings of Madhvacharya and his followers. Krishna says that he who is my devotee is not my devotee, but he who is the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee. Therefore, if you want to honor Madhvacharya, then you have to honor also his parikars. If you directly try to approach Madhvacharya without going through Vyas Tirtha, without going through Jai Tirtha, Vijay Dvada, all these, then how will you understand Madhvacharya? Therefore, you can see Jiva Goswami, he received everything from all his teachings, mercy from who? From Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and his followers like Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. He was trained by them. Therefore, he has written this word, used these words, that Rupa and Sanatan, they are Tattva Gyapa, they are realized in Tattva Siddhanta Tattva Gyan. Varanti tattva vidas tattvam yad jnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdideya. Here, this word, this tattva, advaya jnan paratattva. All absolute truth is complete. He is advaya only when you include his naam, roop, gun, lila and parikara. Everything together, then he is complete. When Mahaprabhu came to this world, he said that Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, jiva doya kori swaparshada sviyadam saha avatari. He said he did avatar, but with his parishads and his dham. He never came alone. When Krishna came, he came with Radhika. He requested Radhika, please come. Radhika said, I am not coming. Why? There's no Giriraj Govardhan. There's no Yamuna. There's no Vrindavan. Why I'll go? Then Krishna said, okay, I'll bring whole spiritual world, I'll bring here. Then Radhika agreed. All the gopis, they agreed to come. Then you can see, this Braj Dham, Yamuna, Giriraj, Govardhan, everything is here. Then it is avatar. Then one is descending. Krishna, if he comes alone, then he is Brahma. Then everyone will be blind and not be able to see anything. Only Nirvishesh, Nirvigun, Nishakti, Niras, nothing is there. Then the Shankaracharya followers, they all following this line. They're worshipping Brahman. They want to merge Brahman, Aham Brahmasmi. I want to become that Brahma. But if you want to avoid this Mayavadism, you want to avoid this Advaitavad, then you'll have to worship Krishna along with his parikars. Then this Dvaitavad is there. Then it is Dvaita. And Madhvacharya, therefore, he is respected. He honored all of Bhagavan and all his parikars. From Brahma, even in Bhimsen, he says, out in the Mahabharata, in his commentary, he gives credit to Bhimsen, not Arjuna. Arjuna, okay, he was a great warrior, but Bhimsen was the greatest. Why? Because Bhimsen, he killed 100 sons of Dhritarashtra, Duryodhan and all his brothers. Arjuna didn't kill even one. Bhim killed them all. And Bhim was he did all the hard work. What did Arjuna do? If Bhim killed 100 and Arjuna killed 0, then who is more glorious? We can say Bhimsen is more glorious. He did all the hard work. He did all the special lifting. Therefore, even Madhvacharya, they say, because Balaram, when he had two disciples, Duryodhana and Bhima, he gave more credit to, more. He had more favoritism to Duryodhana in the club teaching. Therefore, Madhvacharya and they're a little like, there's a little man. They're a little reserved. Therefore, you can see in Udupi, Balaram's temple, they keep on the bank, they left Balaram there by the ocean. Because actually when this Chandan came, there was two deities there. One was Krishna, one was Balaram. The Krishna they brought there, they built a big temple, everything Balaram they left there. We cannot understand these leelas so easily. It's not that they are neglecting Balaram in that sense. Of course they respect Baladeva, he is Vishnu Tattva. But you can see some external, they're showing like this. That Balaram, why he supported Duryodhana? And they're like, they're Nishta, therefore it's for Bhima. So much strong. And then you can see in his commentary, so much glorification of Bhimsen, this and that, everywhere. He's given priority to Bhima. Because Madhvacharya himself is Bhima avatar, Vayu avatar, Hanuman avatar. Hanuman and Bhima, they're both incarnations of Vayudev. And Madhvacharya is the combined form. Therefore, Madhvacharya, just like Hanuman, just like Bhima, he was also extremely strong. extremely powerful, and so many pastimes are there. One time, they wanted to test how strong he was. Two wrestlers, they grabbed his throat and began choking him to see if he could sing. And if he could still sing all his rags, he had so much power. And there was flooding. They needed to build, there was flooding water from a dam. He took big rocks and boulders and he blocked all the water and prevented the flood entering into the village. And so many pastimes, even his childhood, his mother left him there in the kitchen to take, to look after the stove and the milk and the grains. The Madhvacharya wanted to play, he took a big, huge stone and he covered the pots and he left. His mother came back and he saw, where is my son? And he saw all the pots are covered with this huge stone. Even the 2-3 people cannot lift this stone. So Madhvacharya, he is the incarnation of Bhimsen. And he has established this Dvaitava, this Tattva. And this means that you accept Bhagavan along with his associates, along with his Parikaris, his Dham. And you serve and you worship them. And therefore you can see that specifically Mahaprabhu, when he establishes Achintya Bera Bera Tattva, then he took from all these 4 sampradayas 2 ingredients. He took from Ramanujacharya, Vishnu, this Vaishnav Seva, and Shuddha Bhakti, that is free from any taints of karma, jnana, yoga, all these things. From Vishnu Swami, he took this Gopi Bhav and this Goptitraya Varanam. Raganuga Bhakti and Goptitraya Varanam. The concept of Raganuga Bhakti, spontaneous devotion and complete dependence on Sri Krishna. From Nimbaditya, he took Gopi Bhav and Radha Nishta. Firm faith in Radharani and mood of the gopis. But from Madhvacharya, Mahaprabhu chose his sampradaya. Why? Because Ramanuja worships Lakshmi Narayan. The Ishtadev is Lakshmi Narayan. Vishnu Swami, the Ishtadev is Nrisingadev. Nimbaditya Acharya, the Ishtadev is Radha Krishna, but in Swakya, in married format. Like Rukmini Dwarkadish, like that, you can say. Or Radha Krishna in Swakya mood. But Madhvacharya, he worships who? Nritya Gopal, Nartak Gopal. Gopal who is in Braj. You can see he's holding a churning rod and a rope. And this is Braj Gopal. And Madhvacharya, he taught that the deity is Sachidananda Vigraha. Anadi Radi Govinda Sarvakarnam. He is the deity and the Lord is non-different. It is not made of metal, stone, wood, or any other substance. It is pure Sachidananda. And Kevaladvaita Nirashan. Complete destruction of this monism. This Jeev Brahma Aikya Gyan. That the Jeeva is one and Brahma is one. All these things. He destroyed this. Because Mahaprabhu knew if Shuddha Bhakti, if Braj Prem Bhakti is to be distributed in this world, till this Shankaracharya's Advaitavad, this Mayavad is uprooted from the root, Shuddha Bhakti cannot make it its appearance. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he writes that in Jiva Dharma. In the Sadak's heart, Shuddha Bhakti makes its first appearance when the last traces of Mayavad are completely destroyed from the heart. So he understood that. Unless this Mayavad is destroyed, what is that Mayavad? I am God. This is bhog vritti, this bhog tendency. This is the topmost enjoyment. I want to be God, like Ravan. Tried to steal Sita. He wants to be Bhagavan. Hiranyakashipu, he tried to rule, control everything. You want to think, I am the Lord. This is the topmost enjoyment. So all the bogies and enjoyers, they go to this Mayavad Sampradaya. This is Shankaracharya Seva. He is Shiva himself. He made such a philosophy that he attracted all the demons. He filtered them out. Now only the Vaishnavas, they remain in their Sampradaya. And all the bogies, they run to these Sampradayas. So this Kevala Advaita Nirasan, this complete destruction of Advaitavad, this was done by Madhva Acharya. And until this happens, Shuddha Bhakti, Braj Bhakti cannot be distributed in this world. Mahaprabhu therefore chose Madhva Acharya Sampradaya. And then he took the essence of all these sampradayas and he established Achintya Bera Bera Tattva, not Bera Bera Vad. The other 4 sampradayas, they are Vad. Advaita Vad, this Shankaracharya's Advaita Vad, Vishnu Ramanujacharya's Vishishta Advaita Vad, this Madhvacharya even Dvaita Vad, Nimbaditya Dvaita Vad, Vishnu Swami Shuddha Dvaita Vad. But Mahaprabhu said, no, this is not any more Vad. It's like Jayati Janani Vaso Devaki Janma Vado. Whether Krishna is the son of Devaki, this is one vad, this is one theory. Mahabharata said, this is not theory anymore, what I am talking. This is Achintya Bhairabhira Tattva. This is the truth, the absolute truth and nothing but the truth. The whole truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. This is final. And he took the essence of all these sampradayas and established. And then he explained that once the jivas, the Mahavakya of this Mahabhu Sampradaya is what? Jivar Swarup Hoy Krishna Nitya Das Krishna Tatastha Shakti Beda Beda Prakash. Here's a simultaneous difference and non-different manifestation of the Lord. He is an eternal servant of Krishna. And Prem is the eternal dharma of the jiva. What Prem? That is Arajya Bhagavan Vajaya Satanayas Tad Dhamma Vindavanam Ramya Kachiru Pasana Vajavaru Vargenaya Kalpitash Srimad Bhagavatam Praman Amalam Prema Pumartu Maha Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Tatra Duro Naparam. Mahaprabhu's opinion is this. The worship of the gopis, this is the topmost. Krishna in Vrindavan Dham. This has been established by, this has been explained in the Bhagavatam. This Prem, this is what, this is the wealth of the jivas, and this is what Mahaprabhu, Nityanandapu, Advaita Acharya, Madhva Acharya, how Guru Parampara, they are coming to distribute this. Even if you go to Madhvacharya, there the 8 months, all the heads of the months, they're worshipping Gopi Bhav. They're worshipping there in that mood, there, in a hidden way. They keep it very confidential, they don't preach it, but they're worshipping in that mood there. And ultimately, the perfection of that mood is what? This Radha Dasyam, Unnata Ujjala Rasam Sabhaktishyam, to be the maid servant of Srimati Radhika. Why? Because Radhika is the topmost Gopi. And therefore, to serve Radhika is the topmost position, and this brings the topmost happiness to Krishna. And therefore, many titis, many things, and the Vaishnavas are mercifully explaining and engaging us in this observation of all these titis. So we're praying to the mercy of Guru Bhadrapadma and the Vaishnavas that we may always follow their instructions and their footsteps, and this way make our life successful.
चर्च का आविर्भाव अच्छा अच्छा तो उनका बारे में हम कुछ नहीं बोलेगा ऐसे बहुत सुन लिया है ऐसे वंदे गुरु से भक्ता निशो ईश्वतार कांत प्रकाश संग सतशक्ति श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य संगकम सबसे पहले परमार्थ करुणामय पतित पवन विष्णु पाद से भक्त कुसुम श्रवण गोष्ठी महाराज जी के अभय त्राण बृंद में आनंद गिरी प्रणाम करते हैं उनकी अहैतुकी की प्रार्थना करता हूँ अभिन्न गौरीपाद पुत्र नित्यानंद से भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज तथा पूज्यवाद भक्ति वेदांत मोहन गोस्वामी महाराज तथा नित्यानंद से भक्ति वेदांत नारायण गोस्वामी महाराज जी के अभय चरण बिंदु में आनंद कटि प्रणाम करते हुए कृपा प्रार्थना करता हूँ। हमारा प्रपूज्य राधा कुंज के ऑर्गेनाइज मास्टर पूज्यपाद प्रेमानंद प्रभु उनको विशेष करके हमारा प्रणाम है, क्योंकि भगवान का अत्यंत प्यारे जिसका मन में इस प्रकार है कि वैष्णव सेवा सर्वश्रेष्ठ है, इसी प्रकार निर्विचार से वैष्णव सेवा करते थे भगवान, उसमें गुरु देव भी प्रसन्न हो, उस गुरु प्रसन्न होगा तो भगवान का कृपा अपने आप स्वाभाविक हो जाए। जैसे लिक्विड पदार्थ होता है, तरल पदार्थ है निम्नगामी, इसी प्रकार भक्ति का माध्यम से वो भी अपना अपना प्रकाशित हो जाता है, भक्ति अपना आ जाता है, भगवान का उतना प्रिय बनता है। और सभी डिवोटी भक्तवृंद मातृवृंद सभी को यथायोग्य धन्यवाद, सभी भगवान का अनुकंपा से प्रसन्नता लाभ करें। आज विशेष करके मध्वाचार्य का तिरुभाव तिथि, हमको तो इंग्लिश आता नहीं, थोड़ा थोड़ा समझता है ऐसा, तो उनका कृपा प्रार्थना करता हूँ। विशेष कर हमारे पास जो अभी प्रेमानंद प्रभु है, हम पहले 1988 में जब ब्रज में आया, सब पहले केशव जी गौड़िया मठ में रहा था, पूज्य नारायण गोस्वामी महाराज पास में दबराजा, उस समय 3 मंजिल नहीं बना था, अभी भी 2 मंजिल होगा, तो पास में था। तो ये इनके लिए बोलता था जी, हमारे गौड़िया मठ का माँ, माता जी, माँ क्योंकि फूड डिपार्टमेंट में इन्होंने सबको कैसे किस प्रकार देना, कैसे क्या बनना, सब इनका डिपार्टमेंट में था प्रभु जी। तो इसी प्रकार उसी समय से वही सेवा उनको अभी भी देखता है। वो तो छोटा करके था, अभी इतना विस्तार करके बाबा हजार हजार लोगों के लिए इसी प्रकार जो प्रसाद देता है, विशेषकर धन्यवाद देता हूँ। तो आज और मध्वाचार्य के बारे में क्या बोलूँ, हम थोड़ा ऐसे आया है, पूज्य पाद दामोदर महाराज भी प्रकट हो गया तो आज हम जाना है तो शिव के लिए। तो हम तो सुनने के लिए चाहते हैं प्रेमानंद प्रभु से, बहुत अच्छा है जो इन लोगों को इस प्रकार शिक्षा दिया जाता है। चार संप्रदाय का बारे में मध्वाचार्य विष्णु स्वामी निम्बार्क रामानुज गौड़ीय मठ में आजकल इस प्रकार शिक्षा नहीं है, इसीलिए इसी जगह देखने के लिए आता है जो शिक्षा का बारे में। अगर सन्यासी को बहुत से सन्यासी बन ही जाता है, लेकिन सन्यासी लोगों के लिए पूछा जाए इस प्रकार संप्रदाय का बारे में कुछ बोलो तो बोल नहीं पाएगा, इसीलिए मैं भी उसमें भी हूँ। तो हम इसके धन्यवाद देता हूँ पूज्यपाद प्रेमानंद महाराज प्रभु जी से। तो आप ही बोले इस और इसको बढ़ाते रहे, यही से में ही भगवान प्रसन्न, गुरु वैष्णव प्रसन्न होगा। वंचा कल कृपा सिंधु भय वज बोता नंग पापन वैष्णव भो नम नम को दोस्त थोड़ा टाइम लगेगा, 5 मिनट लगेगा।
साउथ इंडिया जब आज के ओम ज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य गणांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नौमावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः। जय रूप सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्रीजीवी गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ। इच्छय गुसाई करी चरण बंदन जाओ ते विघ्न नाश अभीष्ट पुरन। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य दयाल प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि श्री गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। बोलो श्री गुरुजी महाराज की जय, गुरु परंपरा की जय, अनंत अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय, सपार्षद गौरहरि की जय, गौर नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय, जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा सुदर्शन जीव की जय, भक्त विघ्न विनाशन कारिणी सिंहदेव की जय, भक्तराज प्रहलाद महाराज की जय, सर्व विष्णु प्रथा गिरिराज गोवर्धन जीव की जय, गोविंद गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन जीव की जय, ब्रजमंडल धाम की जय, ब्रजवासी भक्त वृंद की जय, जय ब्रजेश्वरी मधेश्वरी प्राणेश्वरी श्रीमदारणी की जय, ब्रजदेवीगण की जय, जय मध्याचार्य शुभ तिरुभाव तिथि महोत्सव की जय, जय तिथि पालनकारी भक्त वृंद की जय, समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की जय, गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। नाउ इज ऑल आर प्रेजेंट एट वृंदावन धाम, बट हाउ कम गॉड मर्सी एवरीवेयर एवरीबडी इज फॉर, बट एवरीबडी नॉट कम इज वृंदावन, नो कमिंग देन हेयर एंड देयर होटल मोटल, नो कमिंग वैष्णव नियर, नो भक्त नियर कमिंग, नो रिलेशन विथ भक्त डिवोटीज, दीज थिंग्स हु डिस्ट्रीब्यूटिंग हु गिविंग हु इज कॉलिंग पुलिंग एंड ब्रिंगिंग नियर बाय भक्त डिवोटीज, शास्त्र एंड साधु एंड गुरु एंड धाम, गुरु एंड होली धाम नॉन डिफरेंस। नित्यानंद प्रभु बलदेव प्रभु and Guru Pad Padma, no difference. Incarnation of Balde Prabhu, all Guru Varga, all Acharya. His explanation. But how come? Why Mahaprabhu accepting this sampradaya? He is looking, Mahaprabhu, oh, Madhyacharya, he is respecting Vyasdev. And he is respecting Adiguru Brahma. He is not telling I am Brahma. He says I am Dasanudas. Vyasdev, he is long time before disappears. But he's come, he's calling, he's praying, he appears. And he's looking all commentary, very happy. His disciple with this is not happy, Vyasdev. Vyasdev has Jomini, Poila, Sumanta, Vaishampayan, many disciples. He teachings, but they are dividing, spreading, everything. Dharma artha kam mukha. But only one disciple is Sukhdev Goswami. He is abroad distributing Srimad Bhagavatam. No Vaishnava commentary more. But first time Acharya Madhya came, Purna Pragya Madhya, he is came and he is now writing commentary of Vaishnava commentary, meanings, Vaishnava meanings, Bhakta, devotee of God, near and dearest of God, beloved God, part and parcels not only, his associates. You not respecting any Guru Vaishnava, you are respecting only God, your Lord. Therefore, Dhruva Prahlad worshipping, remembering God. After what happened? God say, okay, you coming long time after. You now stay in here. And after, long time after, I am making for you Dhruva Lok. But then Dhruva is saying, oh, I am not understanding before. I am, whose purpose I am doing tapasya and austerity? God giving darshan, but I am not praying. God assured sadhu sangha, bhakta sangha for no, I am praying. Maharaj Parikshit Niyar, Sukhdev Goswami continue Srimad Bhagavatam inside his, explaining about his all bhaktas. God glories, but within, without bhakta, not as God as glories. Tacharya Madhya, he is first time to all things he is following. Vaishnava Rabedane Krishna Dayamoy. Ehano Pamar Prati Habena Sadai. Vaishnava Kripale Sahita Jahare says Ishwar Tattva Janibare Pare. You know, understanding God and Lord Mercy, God Mercy, you cannot possibly accepting and realizing and following. But God near and dearest Vaishnavas, bhaktas, which is connected and related and serving them. The service tendency is who's giving? Jiva all bhogi. Tyagi. Two types going. One side bhogi, one side tyagi. But not bhakta na sevak, no dasanudas. Dasanudas, why I'll be slave and servant? This is not my identity. But Mahaprabhu saying Jibe Sarupaya Nitya Krishna Das. Mahaprabhu looking Acharya Madhya, he is serving all bhakta devotees. A to Z, all are. Je mane, je namane, saptar das. Je namane, sei pape, tar hoy sarvanas. Who is following this? Acharya Madhya following? He says, I am dasanu das. Not only I am Guru, I am Acharya. Never telling. This Mahaprabhu saying, Madjanmana Phalamidam Madhugaita Bhare, Mat Prathaniya Madhanugraha Esa Eva, Tad Vritta Vritta Paricharaka, Vritta Vritta, Vritta Isya Vritta, Iti Maang Smaralokanatha. Mukundamala Stotra, Mahaprabhu this sloka again and telling. Mahaprabhu say, Oi Nanda Tunja Kinkaram Patidam Maam Visame Bhavam Budhu. Kripaya Nija Pada Pankaja Sthita Duli Sadrisham Maang Vichinne. How can I will be servant to 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 servant? Dasanu Das. This is my identity. So this Vaishnava Sampradaya, this Madhyacharya of fast is, this world is teaching everybody, you serving Vaishnavas. How you know? One time Madhyacharya Javatis or Bhakta devotees, he is in one prachar going, and then he is looking one nice garden, and there he is sitting, he is washing Bal Gopal, and he is all are praying and doing archan and offering bhoga. Then there is one Ujir Nazir Kaji Paji come, and Mulla came, telling Maharaj, please, yesterday king's son prince is die, his death, here is putting in graveyard, this is graveyard place. You looking very clean garden, but is this is graveyard. Please, please, please. You don't doing ringing bell and sound and spray and kirtan, not good. All our lamentation, all soak up following. Now, king is very disturbed. But there is a, who is dry? Soul never dry. Body is changing, possible. Srimad Bhagavad Gita telling Krishna, then he not die. This body is you are putting graveyard, but he is present. Sadhus, what is hearing? Molla Kaji Uzir has no any answer. They are calling his king. King is came, king is offering respect. Oh, you telling my son is present? Yes. Body is death, death, body. Soul never death. Not possible. Death confirm of body. Soul is present. You cannot see in your soul. Then how your son? Say, please, you showing me, you giving me my son back? He say, why put in graveyard? Digging, all digging and taking out. And Madhyacharya giving charnamrita, giving prasad, and giving him harikatha. He's sitting and hearing. After Madhyacharya finished puja, complete, and he's going, the son is, king's son, prince is behind going. Then king says, please, please, give him back my son. See, you were putting graveyard. You were already left. Now he is with me. He's following bhakti, bhajan, and he's God servant, serving God. You are not serving God, then nobody with you. Anybody serving God? Everybody with him. So then he's with me. He's serving Gopal. He's Gopal Sevak. You are Gopal Sevak? Say no. Then you are your body servant, your mind servant, your family servant, not God servant. The first time this philosophy, Shastra has, but nobody distributing, no preaching, no teaching, no anybody practicing for helping. No Shakti. Naimatma Balarina Lobhya. This soul is not possible without Chidbal following and serving and going nearby. People all are attached and attract within this own body and mind, blood relation with this, relatives with this. And how? Their understanding. Madhyacharya has given this Tattva Gyan, Tattvavadi Acharya. Without this knowledge, the ignorance people, foolish people, no brain, how they serving, they understanding. So Madhyacharya is going time, this king is saying, please give me my back son. I am giving his weight with his lot of wealth, gold, silver, anything you need, I am giving. He said, I don't need these material things. I need this soul. I need you. Then he say, please give back. Then see you asking him. He's going you near. You're keeping him. But king is trying again and again. Not hearing. Son. Madhyacharya say, okay, they're catching, arresting, but Madhyacharya is gone. But his son is anyhow left and he's gone Udupi. Udupi gone. There is Gopal, temple inside. He's outside. He's Muslim. Therefore, they not allow. They're all Brahmin. Pajka Khetra, Udupi, now also all Brahmin. Without Brahmin, they not giving entrance of temple, nothing. No cooking, no distributing. They're very caste and religion for strong the rules. But Madhya Rajapur in Prachar, he has gone Gopal Darshan for Gopal Niyar. He is offering Gopal Niyar. Now Gopal is what doing, you know? Gopal is inside temple. He is breaking this wall, is backside in roadside. His face is gone that side, and he looking this Muslim boy. And he talked with him, and he is giving his prasadam in this hole with his. Gopal himself is breaking. And he is now face is in roadside. And this boy is outside. Madhya is to come back. He is looking, Gopal is not this side, temple side face, that side. Then asking what happened. Say, this is Muslim boy came, Gopal is like him. Say, yes, he is not Muslim. Body, any caste, any religion, anywhere is to getting and collecting iron body, steel body, brass body, yeah, clay body, yeah, this wood body. This is only physical. But soul has no these things. Then Madhyacharya there is giving this soul knowledge. This is called Vedanta Sutra Anubhashya. Isha Kena Kata Prasana Manduka Mandika Aitariya Taitariya Chandogya 13 Upanishad. He is outside sitting and giving class. And teaching everybody. Don't follow this caste and religion. Follow this soul. Anybody's soul has love for God and Guru and Vaishnavas, Bhaktas. That soul is pure Bhakta, devotee and Vaishnava. He's not this Brahmin caste inside is arrested. Yeah, any caste religion inside is. So Madhyacharya is just this sampradaya, this called Udarata. Very big heart, open heart. And then Shastras, everything following. Mahaprabhu looking, other sampradaya has also little bit is like majority. Anybody like election and selection. Many people glorify and accepting, then you are right. But Madhya Sampradaya, no. Complete brahmachari, 24 years, yeah, no, 48 years. Brahmacharya is following, strongly, seriously. All shastra, rule, regulation, everything following. Then they giving this sannyas. And also sannyasis are, how will be strong and serious? They, ekadasi nirjala, not only. Night, complete day, they, all Veda mantra with this. They offering Puspanjali. All previous Acharya Bhargava's remembering every day. Glorify them, worshipping them, and without Vaishnava Seva, they cannot drinking water. There you are going, early morning, after Archan, Pujat, main Sannyasi and Brahmacharis are going. There is big town, big hall, 8 o'clock to 10, 8 to 10. All, anybody coming, all are giving prasadam. One day disciples are asking, Gurudev, you are not will be there, here, this world, then you are telling all Vaishnava Seva, Bhakta Seva, this important, then where from coming our near wealth? Without wealth? And so what is problem for you? Here is Ananteshwar, here is Shankarshan Ram. Everybody is here, Gopal is here. What is problem for you? See, problems is how maintaining? Say, no problem. You are sitting is here and praying and requesting and anything is needed, wealth, but as much, but not too much taking, this much taking and you maintaining. So until Madhyacharya's time to, now also going, morning, evening, any visitor, tourist, yet guest, yet any bhakta, devotee, Vaishnava coming, they are serving, continue. I am surprised, my childhood is going there, I am looking, I cannot believe this. How possible the maintaining? Distributing, washing, cleaning, cooking, offering boga. Not only one preparation, how many preparation? All peaceful, smooth, very sweet, very quiet. No like fighting, not arguing, no sound. All time they are Gopal with you. Like Nanda Bhavan, Yashoda Mata arranging, everything arranging. Nanda Baba, Upananda, Sunanda, Abhinanda, Nandanandan, his brothers, this much. Brishvanu Maharaj, Subhanu, Brihadbhanu, all Brajamandal, all our children's, Krishna Sakhas. Before Krishna Sakha, all Sadhu, Rishi, Maharshi, Brahmarshi, Tapasvi, everybody, any guest, anybody coming, Yashoda Mata serving everybody. Until Durvasa Rishi also. Dattatreya, Parasar, Jagyavalka, Harit, Gautam, Krutu, this Sandilya, Gargajarya, anybody came serving. So this service tendency, this is not everywhere present. Alpena namaniho daskaranam, alpabhagya dasnai kare bhagavan. Chaitanya Bhagavatam, Vrindavan Das Thakur writing. Servant, God not accepting, everybody is servant. Anybody has no desire for serving. Mahaprabhu looking, this sampradaya has this service tendency, very sweet tendency. Other sampradaya, like Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahma. Other sampradaya tell you, I am Guru. I am Guru Asmi. You are all are my servant. But they are, no. But like Prabhupada Sarasvati Thakur telling, Daso Asmi, Daso Aham. And Prabhupada Sarasvati Thakur offering pranam, he is all disciple. Anybody coming before he is offering pranam. He says, I am only dasam, dasam. Never telling I am guru. I am acharya. All, many disciples are distanced to offering pranam, not front of. Otherwise Prabhupada offering pranam. And Prabhupada telling, all are my vipaddhudharan bandhav. Friends of at all. You are my Guru Maharaj Vaibhav. You are came helping for me, protecting for me. So as it is, Madhya Sampradaya, this Acharya Madhya, he is this only not disciples, he is respecting this respect and his right and theory and practical both as it is. He is gone, cook some sevaks with his Bhadrikasram. He is doing Bhadrinarayan, Abhishek, and they are calling, remembering, praying. Vaisdev come, and reading, looking, all his commentary. Bhadrinarayan came, giving darshan. Time to time, he is writing any commentary, he is going Bhadrikasram. So this respect is necessary. All are not respecting any senior elder. Yeah, previous all Guru Varga. Now all are thinking, this is my temple, I am serving only my temple. Why I am temple? Other Guru Varga's temple, yeah, Gaudiya Math, yeah, I am my senior. I am why serving? Never thinking about this. I am in Mathura, Maharaj teaching all time. Hey, going all Gaudiya Math, serving everybody. Yeah, our Guru Varga. Like this year is my Guru Maharaj centennial. So, how he is teaching disciples? Disciples are, his appearance day gone is Mayapur Chaitanya Math, Shiva Sangan, Yoga Pita, all giving presentation, glorifying. Or now his books is, there is printing, Prabhupada, Achar Prachar, Vittanto. How is Prabhupada continue over India? How is going and preaching? And everything, details they are writing. So this no serving on Guru Varga, and then how is this life? Only on eating and sleeping for no life. So Madhyacharya Sampradaya Mahaprabhu very happy and looking, and then first time this world he is looking, many temple ashram, but they are too starting. Like Mahaprabhu Sachimata, yes, Jagannath Mishra in Mayapur. There Isharpuri came. Sachimata, how is serving? Before Madhavendrapuri came, any bhakta devotee come, Mahaprabhu, before Mahaprabhu appears also Sachimata, Jagannath Mishra, this continue serving. Therefore, Mahaprabhu very happy. Mahaprabhu accepting this house and this place, this Sachimata, Jagannath Mishra. Like as it is same Nanda Baba Yashoda Mata. This is called this bhakta ka aham ekagrajyam telling Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, oh, bhaktas are, how is my near and dearest close? How they win me, conquer me? Only one way, this service with this. I am very happy with this service. Also unconditional service. No condition. Unparalleled service. So Mahaprabhu, Udupi, all South India Mahaprabhu going. Everywhere going. Mahaprabhu, this Udupi, they are just talking and discussing many things. This is now also Prabhupada Sri Thakur gone Udupi. Now I am every day reading these books, I am surprised. How is Prabhupada also discussing with them? And Mahaprabhu, what is saying? What saying Acharya Madhya? After this, how has become changed little bit? But everything little bit changed, but service not changed. The serving Gopal, Ashtajam, Sadhan, like Ashtakaliya. How? Continue. Every day Gopal is going with his big car, evening time, all moving, everywhere going for. Evening time, 4 o'clock, he going boating for. Every day. How is there offering Chandan? Gopal with his there, Braja Gopal, this Brajavasi service, everything. Gopal has many sokha. And there. So this mood is Mahaprabhu looking in world has only one places. So now his many, many conception, people no understanding, no try to understand, no realizing, no discussing, no reading, no anything. Then they're telling, oh, Mahaprabhu is different, new sampradaya, Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu not following Madhya sampradaya, this is speculative, this and that Bhuga's telling. But no understanding what is reality. One is Raganuga line, one is Rupanuga line. Ragatmik, Brajavasis are all ragatmik. Sokha, parents, Yadas, all ragatmik. But their followers called Raganuga. But Rupanuga, different things, little speciality. Rupanugatta, Manjari Bhav, ya Gopi Bhav, this is hidden, Parokya Bhav. Only Rupa Goswami for Mahaprabhu giving his speciality. But other things is Raganuga and ragatmik followers. So there is mostly Vatsalyaras Vasana, but Daisyaras is important, meaning common. Daisyaras common. After Vatsalya, until. After Vatsalya, they not explained and defined. But Mahaprabhu, his sampradaya, this Santo Dasya Sukha Vatsalya, until this is one level. Or after crossing, then this Rupanugatya, ya Manjari Bhava Upasana, they are also Tattat Bhava Chikatmika and Samugatmika, Kamatmika. But there is also other things, this Manjari Bhava Upasana. These things is, how special this Parokya mood. That thing is Mahaprabhu's special thing, Sabaktisriyam, Unnata Ujjalarasam. That thing is dependent. But is until Vatsalya, other sampradaya has nothing. Ramanu Sampradaya Dasya. Also, this Nimbarka Yabisusami, Nebriya Dasya. But telling Rasupasana, but this is not Rasupasana. Why not Rasupasana? There is only Sakya Bhav. Sakya Bhav, not Rasupasana. Without Parakya Bhav, not Rasupasana. And also, this Jugal Kishore, Radha Krishna's anywhere duties, they're not possible, this Jugal Upasana. This is Radha Krishna, not Lakshmi Narayan. Why Krishna's near Radharani never coming? Or no? Not possible. Like Yashoda Mata and Nanda Baba present, there Radha Krishna not standing and he is not sitting and not talking. Sokha's near also not possible. Das near not possible. Only Manjari Gopis are there is possible Radha Krishna meeting. But not also permanent, sometime for hidden, secret. This Parakya Bhav not is possible everywhere. So this Radha Krishna Upasana, this is also Lakshminarayan Upasana. These things Mahaprabhu looking and thinking. So this Braja Seva, Braja Gopal service, and also as it is Udayata, open heart, broad heart. No possible without Braja Mandal any other way. Now you look, this is not insulting. You're going in many, many big, big temple, big, big society. But any sadhu kam, any Vaishnava kam, bhakta kam. No, therefore no room. Eh? Room for whom? Guest. Money, then room, then foodstuff, prasadam. Are there coupon? Are there no coupon? Then no prasad. But all are his childhood going Chaitanya Math, Prabhupada Center. Oh, prasadam time, thousand people taking prasadam. Eh? But they are never hearing what is the meaning of coupon and money. Anybody coming, Prabhupada near hearing Harikatha, yeah, took shelter. No took shelter. You reading now these books is then understanding how is Prabhupada speaking and telling. Until Prabhupada telling, Mayapur will be one Vishnupriyapalli. They are all ladies are staying and they are following Vishnupriyadevi. So they are no conception which is any money and which is no relation. Yeah, any other things. They are looking at this. Soul service, self service, selfless service. But now is all conditional service. So there is bhakti hoyar, bhajan hoyar. So this Madhya Sampradaya, Madhya is glorious. Hearing next. Also tomorrow Ramanujacharya disappears. So tomorrow honor will be early. Then Acharya Ramanuj. How is Prabhupada accepting 108 advice? Acharya Ramanuj, Archan Paddhuti, Pancharatrik Diksha. This Prabhupada is going Sirangam, then Tirupati, Tivendram, Tirumantapuram, everywhere Prabhupada are meeting and discussing, and Pancharatrik Diksha with all things is Prabhupada is come and then starting this Devavarnashram and all Daiva Brahman, Brahmins. Everybody has desire for God service, then there is this desire is everything. Greed is everything. So tomorrow hearing, now his time is over. Gaur Pramanandi, Holy Holy Gaur. Polo Madhya Acharya Prabhu ki Maharaj ki jai. Jai Todhya Tirubhav Titi Mahusab ki jai. Titi Parankari Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Anant Anant Kodibashna Vrinda ki jai. Gaur Pramanandi.